Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
All right, it's the morning mess. Back with your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Lana?
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. We heard that you need some revenge on your man, Spencer. What did he do?
I need a lot of revenge on him. So during quarantine, I was like, why don't we, like, foster a dog or get a dog from the pound? So we wound up getting, like, the sweetest older pit bull, and she was, like, gray, and we named her Bubbles because, like, she likes it when I blow bubbles in her face.
Oh!
She's so cute. So, like, I loved her. My fiancé is, like, not a huge fan of Bubbles because, like, she likes to eat his shoes.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, and, like, so the thing is that she just needs, like, a little bit more training, you know? So the other day I get home and, like, I don't see Bubbles anywhere. I'm like, Bubbles, Bubbles, oh! And, like, she's not running up to me, which is what she usually does. And I'm like, Spencer, where is Bubbles? And he tells me he took her back to the pound.
What?
Oh, no.
I was so sad and, like, angry. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, why would you do that? Like, you didn't even talk to me about this. Like, we didn't even consult. Okay, anyway, so the thing is that, like, she wound up, like, chewing up a pair of his Yeezys.
Oh, well, you know what? Spencer might have a point at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you
mess up my Yeezys, we might have a disagreement.
Yeah, those are really expensive shoes.
Yeah, they're, like, super expensive. I know that. But, like, still, like, I feel like he should have at least talked to me about it.
He definitely should have.
Yeah, and, like, he doesn't even feel bad. He's, like, we called the shelter afterwards, and, like, I called the shelter, and then, like, Bubbles isn't even there anymore because someone else adopted her.
It's sad, but good, but sad. Yes.
Man, that's tough. Wait, how many pairs of Yeezys did Bubbles destroy?
It was just one, but then there was, like, a pair of dress shoes. It was a bunch of shoes, like, let's put it that way.
Man, that's crazy. So he didn't even talk to you about that he was going to do it. He just took your dog back to the pound.
Yeah, and I feel like shoes are replaceable, you know? Like, we just needed to get Bubbles, like, a trainer, and then, like, she would have been fine.
Yeah, she just needed some more work. She was probably bored. It was a new place, chewing up the shoes. And also, like, you can put up your shoes. That's also an option.
Yeah.
Could have called our friends Choppa's Pizza to train him, huh? Yeah, that's sad. How are we getting him back this morning? How are we getting revenge on your fiancé, Spencer?
Okay, so I'm thinking, like, you guys can pretend to call from the dog pound or something and then say, like, Bubbles pooped out my engagement ring. I have this, like, amazing, gorgeous 3-carat teardrop diamond engagement ring that he gave.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa. So maybe you could say, like, you guys found the ring or something and then, like, he wanted a donation or something. You're like, oh, thanks for the donation. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah, so make it sound like they're not returning the engagement ring.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I like it. All right, let's call your fiance up and let him know by giving the dog back. They also got a dog and your engagement ring, and they're not giving it back. I love it. I'm going to be a Nacho Chavez. I'm going to say I'm from DPG, Dog Pound Gangsters. So we're going to call him up.
Wow.
And we're going to ruin his morning. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Let's do it.
How is your man, just so I know how to mess with him? Is he quick-tempered? Is he mild-mannered? I want to know how much I have to really put it on him.
Yeah, I would say like he's really chill. He's like kind of laid back. But then like there's a point like, if you keep pressing like one thing and he feels like he's already told you the answer and you keep like asking the same question, then he'll kind of just blow his top.
Okay.
Blow his what?
Top.
His lid.
His what?
Okay. Oh, listen, man. Nacho's Revenge, prank calling her fiance Spencer. Up next, Morning Mess. Morning Mess. Inside the Nacho's Revenge, your favorite radio prank calls. We spoke to Lana, and she let us know she's very mad at her fiance, Spencer. I guess they went to the pound during quarantine to foster a dog. They got this pit bull. It's the cutest thing. They call him Bubbles. Now, Lana, why'd you call him Bubbles?
I called her Bubbles because she loves it when I, like, blow bubbles in her face. That's very cute.
Does she go and bite the bubbles?
Yes, she like catches them and like claws at them. It's very cute. I have all these like videos on my phone too.
I was gonna say, I hope you got a picture or video because that's no more. The dog you were fostering, Bubbles, was tearing up your man's Yeezy collection and shoes, and he decided while you weren't there to take him back to the pound.
Yeah, he took her back, and then Bubbles was adopted, so I can't even get her back now.
Did all that behind your back instead of being a grown up, talk to you about it, communicate.
Exactly. They're just shoes. They're just Yeezys. You can just buy another pair.
We got your fiance's number. I'm going to ruin his morning. I'm going to pretend I'm from the pound. And what we agreed on, we're going to make him think that Bubbles swallowed your engagement ring that he paid a lot of money for, and we're not giving it back.
Sounds great to me.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Spencer, please?
Yes, this is Spencer.
Hi, Spencer. This is Nacho Chavez, Nacho with two O's from the DPG.
Oh, okay. From the where?
Dog Pound Gangsters. Okay, just to verify, are you the guy that snitched on the dog Bubbles and got rid of her because of your Yeezys?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't call it snitch, but yeah, no, Bubbles had to go because she chewed up my Yeezys.
Okay, no judgment, sneaker pimp and dog hater. So listen, this is your complimentary pup date.
Okay.
It's like an update before your former pup. Get it? Get it?
Right. Yeah, okay.
Okay, just want to make sure you get it?
Yes.
Anyways, Kanyes, since you got rid of your dog when we got her, we've been giving her more love than a Kardashian with a camcorder, okay? So, I will let you know, Spencer, Bubbles is doing excellent. You might even say she's perfect. Get it? Oh, wait. That joke is for cats. Shit. That doesn't work. So, anywho, I do have to disclose information about the donation. Or should I say bonation? Get it?
Wait. What, you mean the dog?
Well, you didn't return a parrot. Yes, the damn dog, Spencer.
Okay. Really confused about this whole pup date thing. I don't remember signing up for anything like this. I'm just glad to be rid of the dog, honestly, which didn't click, you know?
Well, legally, I have to let you know that your past pooch pooped out the engagement ring that probably was your fiance Lana's.
Okay, so I need to come over and pick that up. That's a very expensive.
How many carats is this?
It's 3 carats. Teardrop cut. That's the one, right?
Let me see. Let me wipe this off. Hold on. Yes, it does look like a teardrop. I had it upside down. Looked like a spade.
I need to come over and pick it up. I need to get that. So, you said the DPG. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I need to come over and get that.
No, finders keepers. Lose your sneakers. Get it?
Finders
get
keepers.
Get it? Because you lost your sneaker. So, here's a quick... What?
This is an engagement ring. You can't just play finder keeper.
So this is what the real call is for. How much is this engagement ring for? Because this could really keep our pound running for months.
Well, it's very expensive. I don't want to disclose how much I spent on it, but I need to come get that. So you need to give me the address of this place so I can pick it. What do you mean, no?
So listen, when you return the dogs, we take them back. Happy, sad, in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad times, with worms or engagement rings if found. It's ours, legally.
Oh,
I guess you can say you really blew that bubble. Get it? Get
no,
it?
All right. I need that engagement ring. This is bullshit. You're playing a fucking dumb game here. and I need to get that f***ing ring.
Will there be anything else? Or would you maybe be interested in adopting a cat today?
F*** the cat. Give me that damn engagement ring.
No, it's ours. I have this cat here if you want to adopt. His name is Pepino. Swallow my toe ring if you want to dig for that.
I don't know what kind of game you're f***ing playing, what? But I need this goddamn engagement ring. You need to give me the damn address so I can go
down
there.
Got it. I'm tired of getting verbally abused by you, Spencer.
I don't give a fuck about it, Nacho. Is that who named
you? Nacho with two O's. What is your problem? I'm not playing no games today, Spencer. I came up.
I don't care what you do. I need that goddamn ring.
DPG.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I'm tired of it.
It's dog shit, man. Listen. Spencer. Spencer.
What?
We gotta let you know we're the Morning Mess. You're actually live on the radio right now.
Really?
Yeah. No, we're not kidding you. Your fiance is on the line. She put us up to this.
Hi, babe. How's it going?
Oh, my God. You gotta be shitting me.
Well, Bubbles is.
Oh, Bubbles!
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.